You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper.
Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear two colleagues, Marcus and Ella, discussing a work project. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Okay, Ella. As you know, the deadline for this project is the end of the month, so we'd better plan it well.
Yes, I've already been thinking along those lines, and I've decided we should divide this project into three phases. The pre-phase, then phase one, and then phase two, with strict deadlines involved for each one.
The woman uses the term pre-phase, so pre-phase has been written in space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Okay, Ella. As you know, the deadline for this project is the end of the month, so we'd better plan it well.
Yes, I've already been thinking along those lines, and I've decided we should divide this project into three phases. The pre-phase, then phase one, and then phase two, with strict deadlines involved for each one.
Given that we have to finish this quickly, that sounds good. Tell me more.
The pre-phase is the simplest. We just need to allocate a space or a place to do our planning, and this space will need to be quite big.
Sure, and we have to decide on the equipment needed as well. Remember the last project when we didn't have enough projectors to present our ideas? We lost lots of time there.
Yes, that was a bad start. That's why, after the pre-phase is finished, I've allocated a mere 3 days for phase one.
That will involve drawing the plans. We'll need Jenna to help us.
And Marco.
Yes, but not Susan. Susan is just far too busy to participate, as much as I'd like her in the team.
Let's just take Fred instead. He'll do.
Sure. Fred's not as experienced as Greg, but I agree he'll do fine for this job.
Then it's straight into phase two. Collecting, collating, analysing and preparing the final report.
Can we do that in 5 days?
I think that's optimistic, which is why I scheduled 6.
That's almost a week. Do we have that much time?
We do, and with the right people, 6 days should see the job done.
Who are the people for this phase? Arthur and Rob, right?
No, Arthur's got other things to do, and Rob's on leave, so Mike alone will be the main man on this part. He's done it before, so it should be fine. But he may need some help with the smaller tasks. Someone who is good with detail and procedures.
Peter's not free at the moment, so I can arrange Leo to chip in some time and advice. Leo's very useful, particularly under pressure. And that's everything sorted. Well done, Ella. This report should certainly be ready in time.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Okay, Ella, you've done a good job with the basic time frame of this project, but what about specifics?
What sort of specifics?
Well, things like information gathering. Are we going to use questionnaires like we did last time?
I was thinking of using the internet to ask people to give their views, but you often get such silly responses when you do that. I'm of the view that the best way to find out things is to ask people directly, so that's what we'll do.
Okay, but that will take longer. We'll probably even have to do some of the work at home.
No, I don't think so, as long as we stay back at work for some after-hours meetings.
Well, that's better than coming in early. No one functions well in the morning. Also, the final report will need at least 2 appendices.
Not only that, we'll have to attach a small booklet to the end, containing printouts of the relevant parts from all the foreign websites we accessed.
That will take even more time. Are you sure we can meet this deadline?
Yep, I've worked it all out and I'm confident we can do it. Phase 1 should be finished by the 5th, leaving Phase 2 to begin about the 8th or 9th. Now, there's a public holiday on the 10th, meaning that everything should be able to be submitted on the 15th. And after that, we can relax and celebrate on the 25th when the design division gives us approval to go ahead.
Ha! You're assuming that the design division will approve this, and that's not guaranteed at all.
Oh, come on, Marcus, be positive. You know this should be approved. In fact, I'm even planning the celebration when this is all over.
Oh, yeah? What's on the agenda then?
Well, we definitely don't want to party in the office, do we? We'll want to get away from this place, and we're all too busy with our own lives and families to find a mutual time free for a dinner party. So I thought we'd just buy some nice expensive gifts for everyone who participated. We can just give these to the people here in the office.
That sounds fine to me, but make sure they're not too expensive. The budget department will never approve the cost.
Don't worry, I know how much I can get away with.
All right, I'll leave that with you.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Now listen again.
Now turn to section one. Section one. You will hear two colleagues, Marcus and Ella, discussing a work project. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
OK, Ella. As you know, the deadline for this project is the end of the month, so we'd better plan it well.
Yes, I've already been thinking along those lines, and I've decided we should divide this project into 3 phases. The pre-phase, then phase 1, and then phase 2, with strict deadlines involved for each one.
The woman uses the term pre-phase, so pre-phase has been written in space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
OK, Ella. As you know, the deadline for this project is the end of the month, so we'd better plan it well.
Yes, I've already been thinking along those lines, and I've decided we should divide this project into 3 phases. The pre-phase, then phase 1, and then phase 2, with strict deadlines involved for each one.
Given that we have to finish this quickly, that sounds good. Tell me more.
The pre-phase is the simplest. We just need to allocate a space or a place to do our planning, and this space will need to be quite big.
Sure, and we have to decide on the equipment needed as well. Remember the last project when we didn't have enough projectors to present our ideas? We lost lots of time there.
Yes, that was a bad start. That's why, after the pre-phase is finished, I've allocated a mere 3 days for phase 1.
That will involve drawing the plans. We'll need Jenna to help us.
And Marco.
Yes, but not Susan. Susan is just far too busy to participate, as much as I'd like her in the team.
Let's just take Fred instead. He'll do.
Sure. Fred's not as experienced as Greg, but I agree he'll do fine for this job.
Then it's straight into phase 2. Collecting, collating, analysing and preparing the final report.
Can we do that in 5 days?
I think that's optimistic, which is why I scheduled 6.
That's almost a week. Do we have that much time?
We do, and with the right people, 6 days should see the job done.
Who are the people for this phase? Arthur and Rob, right?
No, Arthur's got other things to do, and Rob's on leave, so Mike alone will be the main man on this part. He's done it before, so it should be fine. But he may need some help with the smaller tasks. Someone who is good with detail and procedures.
Peter's not free at the moment, so I can arrange Leo to chip in some time and advice. Leo's very useful, particularly under pressure. And that's everything sorted. Well done, Ella. This report should certainly be ready in time.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
OK, Ella, you've done a good job with the basic time frame of this project, but what about specifics?
What sort of specifics?
Well, things like information gathering. Are we going to use questionnaires like we did last time?
I was thinking of using the internet to ask people to give their views, but you often get such silly responses when you do that. I'm of the view that the best way to find out things is to ask people directly, so that's what we'll do.
OK, but that will take longer. We'll probably even have to do some of the work at home.
No, I don't think so, as long as we stay back at work for some after-hours meetings.
Well, that's better than coming in early. No one functions well in the morning. Also, the final report will need at least 2 appendices.
Not only that, we'll have to attach a small booklet to the end, containing printouts of the relevant parts from all the foreign websites we accessed.
That will take even more time. Are you sure we can meet this deadline?
Yep, I've worked it all out and I'm confident we can do it. Phase 1 should be finished by the 5th, leaving Phase 2 to begin about the 8th or 9th. Now, there's a public holiday on the 10th, meaning that everything should be able to be submitted on the 15th. And after that, we can relax and celebrate on the 25th when the design division gives us approval to go ahead.
Ha! You're assuming that the design division will approve this, and that's not guaranteed at all.
Oh, come on, Marcus, be positive. You know this should be approved. In fact, I'm even planning the celebration when this is all over.
Oh, yeah? What's on the agenda, then?
Well, we definitely don't want to party in the office, do we? We'll want to get away from this place, and we're all too busy with our own lives and families to find a mutual time free for a dinner party. So I thought we'd just buy some nice expensive gifts for everyone who participated. We can just give these to the people here in the office.
That sounds fine to me, but make sure they're not too expensive. The budget department will never approve the cost.
Don't worry, I know how much I can get away with.
All right, I'll leave that with you.
That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2. Section 2. You will hear a maintenance worker talking to a university officer about some recent storm damage to the main building. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Hello there. I was asked to tell you about the extent of the damage to the main building caused by the recent storm.
Oh, that's right. I take it that most of the damage is just to the main building?
It is indeed, since the building is so old. However, luckily, the damage is minor and all of it can be fixed in one day, given that we have 5 people in our team.
What will you be doing first? I understand you start at 8 in the morning.
That's right. And we were going to remove the fallen tree, but we've been told there are exams that morning, and I'm sure the sound of those saws and other heavy equipment will disturb all the students. So instead, we'll fix that leaky roof. That's a 4-hour job, since it involves substantial repair, not like fixing broken windows, which can be done quite quickly.
So you'll fix the broken window after that, from midday?
We could do that. But since we'll be working in the ceiling, it's more logical to get rid of those birds' nests there. It's a small job, but will require crawling inside the ceiling cavity, which is not an easy exercise, so that will take about an hour. But this is good, since by that time the exams should be over, and we can address that tree which has been blown over, after our 1-hour lunch break, of course. It will be quite noisy dealing with that, but it will be finished by 3 o'clock. Some of our staff will then leave to fix things on another site. An office nearby needs a new window. But 2 of us, including myself, will remain here to paint over that discoloured patch of wall in your office.
Oh, good. It looks so horrible at the moment.
Well, we'll certainly make it look good once again. And in the last hour of our working day, we'll fix up that problem with the wiring. Apparently the power doesn't go to one of the classrooms. Probably some water has gotten into the fuse box, so we'll just change a few wires and clean up the moisture, and it should be fine.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
I certainly appreciate all the effort you and your team are taking to fix things here, but I do have one request.
And what is that?
You said you're going to paint the back wall in my office. Will it be the same colour as before?
Yes, we'll make it a nice white colour.
Well, that's the point. I'd prefer it to be yellow to match the furniture. The furniture is orange, actually, but I think yellow is a nice match. Can you do that?
We can certainly do that. Yellow it is. Certainly a prettier colour than just plain white, or the blue in my kitchen at home for that matter. And we can leave the paint can with you in case you need to do some touch-ups or if the stain reappears. I'll just leave it in the garden shed, the one next to the main classroom. And incidentally, about those birds in the ceiling, I was just investigating and I heard the chirping of little baby birds in there. So there must be some young ones in a nest. I just thought you'd like to know that we can give them to a wildlife reserve. There's one in the next suburb, so that should not be too much trouble.
Or you could give them to one of our teachers. I have a colleague who can raise them.
I would say the wildlife reserve is a better option, since the people there are used to dealing with animals. And as for that fallen tree, we'll cut it up into small pieces, and that can be firewood in my house, so that won't be wasted either. Although the smoke will cause some pollution. But I have a special licence for my fireplace, so no one can object to that. I've noticed also that the university has a garden bin for the smaller items, leaves and sticks and bark and so on. So we can dispose of material in that also. You do have some waste piles out the back, but a proper garden bin means that the material will be recycled. And that's better for the environment, so you can rest assured we will use that.
That is the end of section two. You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Now listen again.
Now turn to section two. Section two. You will hear a maintenance worker talking to a university officer about some recent storm damage to the main building. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Hello there. I was asked to tell you about the extent of the damage to the main building caused by the recent storm.
Oh, that's right. I take it that most of the damage is just to the main building?
It is indeed, since the building is so old. However, luckily, the damage is minor and all of it can be fixed in one day, given that we have five people in our team.
What will you be doing first? I understand you start at 8 in the morning.
That's right. And we were going to remove the fallen tree, but we've been told there are exams that morning and I'm sure the sound of those saws and other heavy equipment will disturb all the students. So instead we'll fix that leaky roof. That's a 4-hour job since it involves substantial repair, not like fixing broken windows which can be done quite quickly.
So you'll fix the broken window after that, from midday?
We could do that, but since we'll be working in the ceiling, it's more logical to get rid of those birds' nests there. It's a small job, but will require crawling inside the ceiling cavity, which is not an easy exercise, so that will take about an hour. But this is good, since by that time the exams should be over, and we can address that tree which has been blown over, after our 1-hour lunch break, of course. It will be quite noisy dealing with that, but it will be finished by 3 o'clock. Some of our staff will then leave to fix things on another site. An office nearby needs a new window. But two of us, including myself, will remain here to paint over that discoloured patch of wall in your office.
Oh, good. It looks so horrible at the moment.
Well, we'll certainly make it look good once again. And in the last hour of our working day, we'll fix up that problem with the wiring. Apparently the power doesn't go to one of the classrooms. Probably some water has gotten into the fuse box, so we'll just change a few wires and clean up the moisture, and it should be fine.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
I certainly appreciate all the effort you and your team are taking to fix things here, but I do have one request.
And what is that?
You said you're going to paint the back wall in my office. Will it be the same colour as before?
Yes, we'll make it a nice white colour.
Well, that's the point. I'd prefer it to be yellow to match the furniture. The furniture is orange, actually, but I think yellow is a nice match. Can you do that?
We can certainly do that. Yellow it is. Certainly a prettier colour than just plain white, or the blue in my kitchen at home for that matter. And we can leave the paint can with you in case you need to do some touch-ups or if the stain reappears. I'll just leave it in the garden shed, the one next to the main classroom. And incidentally, about those birds in the ceiling, I was just investigating and I heard the chirping of little baby birds in there. So there must be some young ones in a nest. I just thought you'd like to know that we can give them to a wildlife reserve. There's one in the next suburb, so that should not be too much trouble.
Or you could give them to one of our teachers. I have a colleague who can raise them.
I would say the wildlife reserve is a better option, since the people there are used to dealing with animals. And as for that fallen tree, we'll cut it up into small pieces, and that can be firewood in my house, so that won't be wasted either. Although the smoke will cause some pollution. But I have a special license for my fireplace, so no one can object to that. I've noticed also that the university has a garden bin for the smaller items. Leaves and sticks and bark and so on. So we can dispose of material in that also. You do have some waste piles out the back, but a proper garden bin means that the material will be recycled. And that's better for the environment, so you can rest assured we will use that.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.